Chapter 21. Looking beyond these words, for a short distance, we again see the combination 48 and employ it by way of termination to what immediately precedes. We have thus this arrangement. The 3, 4, 4 plus question mark 334 the, or, substituting the natural letters, where known, it reads thus. The 3THR plus 33H the. Now, if, in place of the unknown characters, we leave blank spaces, or substitute dots, we read thus. The 3THR. Dot dot H the. When the word through makes itself evident at once. But this discovery gives us three new letters, O, U, and G, represented by plus, and 3. Looking now, narrowly, through the cipher for combinations of known characters, we find, not very far from the beginning, this arrangement. 83-88 or agree, which plainly, is the conclusion of the word degree, apostrophe and gives us another letter, D, represented by dot dot, four letters beyond the word degree, apostrophe we perceive the combination, semicolon 46, semicolon 88. Translating the known characters, and representing the unknown by dots, as before, we read thus. TH. RD. An arrangement immediately suggestive of the word 13, apostrophe and again furnishing us with two new characters, I and N, represented by 6 and asterisk. Referring, now, to the beginning of the cryptograph, we find the combination 53 plus plus, dot, translating as before, we obtain, dot G good, which assures us that the first letter is A, and that the first two words are a good. Apostrophe apostrophe, it is now time that we arrange our key, as far as discovered, in a tabular form, to avoid confusion. It will stand thus. 5 represents exclamation point D8E3G4H6I asterisk N plus OR semicolon T question mark U. We have, therefore, no less than 11 of the most important letters represented, and it will be unnecessary to proceed with the details of the solution. I have said enough to convince you that ciphers of this nature are readily soluble, and to give you some insight into the rationale of their development. But be assured that the specimen before us appertains to the very simplest species of cryptograph. It now only remains to give you the full translation of the characters upon the parchment, as unriddled. Here it is. A good glass in the bishop's hostel in the devil's seat 41 degrees and 13 minutes northeast, and by north main branch 7th limb east side shoot from the left eye of the death's head a beeline from the tree through the shot 50 feet out. Apostrophe, but, said I, the enigma seems still in as bad a condition as ever. How is it possible to extort a meaning from all this jargon about devil's seats, apostrophe death's heads, and bishop's hostels? I confess, replied Legrand, that the matter still wears a serious aspect when regarded with a casual glance. My first endeavor was to divide the sentence into the natural division intended by the cryptographist. You mean, to punctuate it? Something of that kind. But how was it possible to effect this? I reflected that it had been a point with the writer to run his words together without division, so as to increase the difficulty of solution. Now, a not over-acute man, in pursuing such an object, would be nearly certain to overdo the matter. When, in the course of his composition, he arrived at a break in his subject which would naturally require a pause, or a point, he would be exceedingly apt to run his characters, at this place, more than usually close together. If you will observe the MS. In the present instance, you will easily detect 5 such cases of unusual crowding. Acting upon this hint I made the division thus. A good glass in the bishop's hostel in the devil's seat 41 degrees and 13 minutes northeast, and by north main branch 7th limb east side shoot from the left eye of the death's head a beeline from the tree through the shot 50 feet out. Apostrophe, even this division, said I, leaves me still in the dark. It left me also in the dark, replied Legrand, for a few days, during which I made diligent inquiry in the neighborhood of Sullivan's Island, for any building which went by name of the Bishop's Hotel. For, of course, I dropped the obsolete word hostel. Gaining no information on the subject, I was on the point of extending my sphere of search, and proceeding in a more systematic manner, when, one morning, it entered into my head, quite suddenly, that this bishop's hostel might have some reference to an old family, of the name of Bessop, which, time out of mind, had held possession of an ancient manor house, about 4 miles to the northward of the island. I accordingly went over to the plantation, and reinstituted my inquiries among the older negroes of the place. At length one of the most aged of the women said that as he had heard of such a place as Bessop's Castle, and thought that she could guide me to it, but that it was not a castle, nor a tavern, but a high rock. I offered to pay her well for her trouble, and, after some demur, she consented to accompany me to the spot. We found it without much difficulty, when, dismissing her, I proceeded to examine the place. The castle consisted of an irregular assemblage of cliffs and rocks, one of the latter being quite remarkable for its height as well as for its insulated and artificial appearance. I clambered to its apex, and then felt much at a loss as to what should be next done. While I was busied in reflection, my eyes fell upon a narrow ledge in the eastern face of the rock, perhaps a yard below the summit upon which I stood. This ledge projected about 18 inches, and was not more than a foot wide, while a niche in the cliff just above it gave it a rude resemblance to one of the hollow-backed chairs used by our ancestors. I made no doubt that here was the devil's seat alluded to in the MS. And now I seem to grasp the full secret of the riddle. The good glass, I knew, could have reference to nothing but a telescope, for the word glass is rarely employed in any other sense by seamen. Now here, I at once saw, was a telescope to be used, and a definite point of view, admitting no variation, from which to use it. Nor did I hesitate to believe that the phrases, 41 degrees and 13 minutes, and northeast and by north, were intended as directions for the leveling of the glass. Greatly excited by these discoveries, I hurried home, procured a telescope, and returned to the rock. I let myself down to the ledge, and found that it was impossible to retain a seat upon it except in one particular position. This fact confirmed my preconceived idea. I proceeded to use the glass. Of course, the 41 degrees and 13 minutes could allude to nothing but elevation above the visible horizon, since the horizontal direction was clearly indicated by the words, northeast and by north. This latter direction I at once established by means of a pocket compass. Then, pointing the glass as nearly at an angle of 41 degrees of elevation as I could do it by guess, I moved it cautiously up or down, until my attention was arrested by a circular rift or opening in the foliage of a large tree that overtopped its fellows in the distance. In the center of this rift I perceived a white spot, but could not, at first, distinguish what it was. Adjusting the focus of the telescope, I again looked, and now made it out to be a human skull. Upon this discovery I was so sanguine as to consider the enigma solved, for the phrase main branch, seventh limb, east side, could refer only to the position of the skull upon the tree, while shoot from the left eye of the death's head admitted, also, of but one interpretation, in regard to a search for buried treasure. I perceived that the design was to drop a bullet from the left eye of the skull, and that a beeline, or, in other words, a straight line, drawn from the nearest point of the trunk through the shot or the spot where the bullet fell, and thence extended to a distance of 50 feet, would indicate a definite point, and beneath this point I thought it at least possible that a deposit of value lay concealed. All this, I said, is exceedingly clear, and, although ingenious, still simple and explicit. When you left the bishop's hotel, what then? Why, having carefully taken the bearings of the tree, I turned homeward. The instant that I left the devil's seat, however, the circular rift vanished, nor could I get a glimpse of it afterwards, turn as I would. What seems to me the chief ingenuity in this whole business, is the fact, for repeated experiment has convinced me it is a fact, that the circular opening in question is visible from no other attainable point of view than that afforded by the narrow ledge upon the face of the rock. In this expedition to the bishop's hotel I had been attended by Jupiter, who had, no doubt, observed, for some weeks past, the abstraction of my demeanor, and took especial care not to leave me alone. But, on the next day, getting up very early, I contrived to give him the slip, and went into the hills in search of the tree. After much toil I found it. When I came home at night my valet proposed to give me a flogging. With the rest of the adventure I believe you are as well acquainted as myself. I suppose, said I, you missed the spot, in the first attempt at digging, through Jupiter's stupidity in letting the bug fall through the right instead of through the left eye of the skull. Precisely. This mistake made a difference of about 2 inches, and a half in the shot, that is to say, in the position of the peg nearest the tree, and had the treasure been beneath the shot, the error would have been of little moment. But the shot, together with the nearest point of the tree, were merely 2 points for the establishment of a line of direction. Of course the error, however trivial in the beginning, increased as we proceeded with the line, and by the time we had gone 50 feet threw us quite off the scent. But for my deep-seated impressions, that treasure was here somewhere actually buried, we might have had all our labor in vain. But your grandiloquence, and your conduct in swinging the beetle, how excessively odd. I was sure you were mad. And why did you insist upon letting fall the bug, instead of a bullet, from the skull? Why, to be frank, I felt somewhat annoyed by your evident suspicions touching my sanity, and so resolved to punish you quietly, in my own way, by a little bit of sober mystification. For this reason I swung the beetle, and for this reason I let it fall from the tree. An observation of yours about its great weight suggested the latter idea. Yes, I perceive. And now there is only one point which puzzles me. What are we to make of the skeletons found in the hole? That is a question I am no more able to answer than yourself. There seems, however, only one plausible way of accounting for them, and yet it is dreadful to believe in such atrocity as my suggestion would imply. It is clear that Kidd, if Kidd indeed secreted this treasure, which I doubt not, it is clear that he must have had assistance in the labor. But this labor concluded, he may have thought it expedient to remove all participants in his secret. Perhaps a couple of blows with a mattock were sufficient, while his coadjutors were busy in the pit. Perhaps it required a dozen, who shall tell? Washington Irving, Wolfert Weber, or Golden Dreams, in the year of grace 1700 for I do not remember the precise date. However, it was somewhere in the early part of the last century, there lived in the ancient city of the Manhattoes a worthy burgher, Wolfert Weber by name. He was descended from old Cobus Weber of the Brilwan, in Holland, one of the original settlers, famous for introducing the cultivation of cabbages, and who came over to the province during the protectorship of Olaf van Cortlandt, otherwise called the Dreamer. 1. The Bril is a fortified seaport of Holland, on the Meuse River, near Rotterdam. The field in which Cobus Weber first planted himself, and his cabbages had remained ever since in the family, who continued in Gutenberg edition. End of chapter.